Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Hi, Larry. Are you still with us?
Yeah, can you hear me, Stuart?
And gotcha. Yep. I want to start out with this, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Jesus Christ, which the world basically has now rejected. Said, no, we're not going to go there. We're not going to go too deep now. You'll get us all upset. And Jesus gave us one way in. He said, you can either take it or you can leave it. Up to you. Free world, free freedom of choice. And it's up to everyone whether they accept it or whether they deny it. Anyway, I got an email from somebody. I wanted to read this regarding the Indians, and I'm sure he's talking about Native Americans. The powers they cater to are evil. They worship the sun, moon, stars, and nature, just like Roman Catholicism and the Muslims do. They do not believe in a Messiah, so are Antichrist, according to God and Jesus Christ. They worship their powers to keep them from affecting them negatively. So that's kind of an interesting broad brush sweep of Native Americans. I've known a number of Native Americans, many of them Christians, devout, actually, Christians, who know pretty much what the Bible has to say. It's kind of like whenever I mention Red Elk, for an example. Well, he's just a shaman. He doesn't know anything about the Bible. He's an idiot. Why do you mention him? Well, he went to a seminary and graduated. Told me what he heard while he was there was just garbage. Total apostasy. So he rejected it. What's wrong with that? Does that make him a shaman, man? What's the matter with people? Why do you write stuff like this when you don't even know what you're talking about? You really don't know what you're talking about, so you should just keep your mouth shut. There's an old saying that goes, better to be thought a fool than to open your mouth and prove it. And that's about where that is. Now he goes on about the book of Daniel. It was recently brought to my attention that all of Daniel was fulfilled in Jesus' day and just after the cross. The evil ones have skewed our view of that book in order to make us believe all of Revelation is future as well. Well, apostasy is what apostasy does. Stupidity is what stupidity does. And the book of Daniel has not been fulfilled. It's in the process of being fulfilled. Easily proved, but I don't want to take up time to prove it. I don't know where these people get these concepts. They're kind of like the people who believe in Paulism, Paulines, they call them. Evidently, Paul's the one who died on the cross. Paul's the one who saves everybody. Jesus is of no consequence. And on and on and on they go. Folks, either believe what Jesus Christ told you in the scriptures, or you don't. You either believe that mankind fell and has to be redeemed, or you don't. Your choice, free will, do what you want, believe what you want. But I'm not going to argue with these kind of people. I'm just pointing it out to show you how deep this apostasy goes. a total deviation from the truth of Scripture, dressed up as truth. I don't wonder that Jesus Christ said only a few out of the entire humanity for the last 2,000 years are going to go to heaven. Most are not. Why? Because they'll believe anything except the Bible. There's a song by Meatloaf, a rocker. He's gone now, but he had a song. It said, I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that. When you apply that to the Christians, I'll do anything for Jesus Christ and my love for him, but I will not enter in at the straight gate, and I will not walk the narrow way. That's garbage. It's apostate. And you bring another gospel, and you bring another Christ. So anyway, it is what it is. And I'm not going to argue with people. Jesus said, enter in. If you don't want to, that's your privilege. It's like anything else. People get condemned by other people. Judge not, lest you be judged. Anyway, what do you think, Larry? I've known a lot of Native Americans that are really deep faith Christians.
Yeah, it's I'll tell you what, every time you think things are kind of smoothing out, somebody throws a boulder in the mix. And Stuart, this is what's funny. Here we are at the climax of, I guess, the ages, if you want to call it that, and everything has gone berserk on planet Earth. And you've got somebody worried about the Book of Daniel or what somebody thinks of it, or they're worried about Native Americans and maybe, and of course, their concept appears to me to be so flawed, I wouldn't waste my time making a return commentary on it. I mean, it's so flawed. It's ridiculous, I don't know. I was kind of, the only thing I'd like to know from the guy, since he's an expert, is that please fax me the rest of the Book of Daniel, since Daniel knew, it's all been exposed. I want to know where the rest of the Book of Daniel is when God said close it up. I want to see the rest of it.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to go too deep there, do we?
No, probably not. But it's just amazing. I've been amongst Indians, or you can call them anything you want to, Native Americans, Indians. I mean, when I was raised, if you're raised in Northeast Texas and Southeast Oklahoma and that you spent most of your life there, whether it's an Indian, the FBI, flat broke Indian, that's what they told me they were. And they're pretty good people. I mean, most of them are pretty good people. You've got some that are into the earth, thing. And you've got some that are just like anywhere else, a little bit of witchcraft here and a little bit there, of course. However, most of them I've bumped into and my wife's bumped into are Christian peoples that follow the Lord. And they would actually sometimes shame most of the churches I've ever visited.
Yes, I was going to say, let's not throw just the Catholics to the wolves. I think we should probably throw a good share of Protestantism to the wolves as well. Apostasy is apostasy, and Jesus said a little leaven leavens the whole loaf, and the whole loaf basically has now been leavened, and that's a fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Anyway, switching gears, 5 planets align perfectly, visible until end of June. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn will be visible every morning until the end of June in an alignment not seen since 2004, actually. So 2004 was 18 years ago, 666. It won't be seen again until another 18 years. 2040, another 666. Isn't it interesting? We're right in the middle. However, because we don't see this very often, I wonder if it has anything to do with earthquake uptick in the Middle East region. Thursday night's report, 7/21/22 alignment and solar flare possible as well, because we have that big sunspot. And then we have devastating 6.1 earthquake kills over 1,000 in Afghanistan. Is it all somehow tied together with this alignment? Well, of course not, they would say. But maybe it is. What do you think, Larry?
Well, it's a very strange time. And matter of fact, let me make a comeback with this. Major Ed Dames just released a bulletin on June the 25th. Here's what it says, basically. It says, Major Ed Dames and world governments have been watching closely as the current solar cycle has been building the perfect storm for the kill shot. Ed Dames says, eight giant sunspots emerge on the sun. Now, that's true because I've seen it. They look like they may be going on around another way around and then come back around, but they're there. And he says the eight giant sunspots emerge on the sun with government officials watching fearfully. And Ed Dames says time really is running out.
Yeah. Nobody believes that either. Daniel's 70th week is rapidly approaching, and people just don't believe it. I guess this is what apostasy does, though. It makes people blind. Jesus said when he came into this planet, this evil matrix of ours, he said, you guys are in a prison house. You're blind as a bat. You're spiritually blind. You know nothing about what's really going on. So that's the warning to the global deep state people. You have no idea who you're dealing with, folks. It doesn't matter whether your name is Klaus Schwab or whoever. God deals with humanity very, very brutally in the end. He offered a way out, and everybody gave the Lord the finger and said, no, we're not going to do that. Can't do that. What are you talking about? Do that. And so how can mankind not understand that judgment is already here, and it's just going to get worse? Here's another one. Hopi prophecy talking about Native Americans and how stupid they are and how they know nothing. Old diseases will return. First outbreak, this is a headline out of the UK, first outbreak of highly infectious polio detected in the UK since 1984. That interesting. Now, polio is one of the older diseases. So I hope he must have known that somehow. I don't know how they ever got around to knowing it. But, you know, the Spirit of the Lord, the redeemed, come out of every tribe, nation, and tongue. So you don't sit there and say that they don't, because you're contradicting Jesus Christ, who says, I made this offer to all of humanity, not just Christians, not just Jews, but to everybody. Now, if they want to pick another religion to believe in and not do what I've told them to do, that's fine. So that's the way it goes, folks. But here we are, again, more panic, starting with, of course, the latest wave of COVID, now increasing rapidly, they say. And then we got moneypox increasing rapidly. And you can call it moneypox because you got Pfizer and the rest of those guys lining up to make another $1 trillion because they evidently didn't make enough killing and maiming. So they got to have more money. And here's Biden. This is a quote. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. Now, how does he know that? Well, because it's all in the plans. It's all part of the global deep state agenda. Jesus told you all about it in the book of Revelation. People really ought to start believing what he'd said. Anyway, what do you think, Larry? Just one thing after another.
Well, that's the plan. That's the entire plan. You know, we sat back years ago, and you and I would talk, and we would wonder where they were going to bring this chaos that they were going to bring the order from. Well, I think we're kind of figuring that out.
Yeah. It took a while, but we are figuring it out. Yeah, and who knows, you know, doorways, portals, time warps, all that stuff. It's all in the scriptures. Anyway, here's switching again. Drought-stricken Lake Mead, less than 150 feet from Deadpool. I just watched a video from a guy that goes out there periodically. The water level drops about 10 feet a month. And now they are just now moving into the real dry, hot summer. They're going to be out of water. Well, what does that mean? Well, what are they going to do? What are you going to do when places like Phoenix and the bigger cities run out of water? I think you're going to see mass immigration into the more central areas of the United States. However,
well, Stuart,
yeah, go ahead.
I was going to mention, for one thing, it's not a big deal when there's a hurricane and you send a couple of truckloads of cases of water to an area that where, you know, maybe up to 3,000 or 4,000, 5,000 people get water from you, and you're watering that many. But how do you water millions? And at the same time, how do you water millions when you don't have 18-wheelers anymore with the gas to drive them, or you don't have the planes with the fuel to fly them? How do you even get the water to the people?
Well, that's it. The whole thing is a perfect storm, and we're about to run into it. And it's all engineered. Global Deep State's behind almost all of it. The Lord has set it up, though. It is a curse. So don't forget that the Lord allows this sort of thing to be done because it's a curse. What's the curse for? Well, because you rejected Jesus Christ. You rejected the scriptures. You pick and choose what you're going to believe out of the Bible. You can't do that. Either the Bible is true or it's not. It's one or the other. Either a fall took place and mankind needs to be redeemed, or no fall took place and no one needs to be redeemed. People have to make up their mind. It looks like they already have, and because they have rejected the simplicity of the Bible, guess what's happening? Curses. Roads buckling as massive heat dome spreads across the U.S. on the first day of summer. At least 70% of Americans to experience temperatures above 90 degrees Fahrenheit, and 20% will battle triple-digit heat in major metro areas like Chicago, Minneapolis, Dallas, and Atlanta. Folks, all of these things that are now beginning to come are curses. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, read about all the blessings we got, and now read about all the curses we have inherited as Biden makes war against Christians, and he's not alone. Communism hates Christianity. The Chinese hate Christianity. They want to kill as many Christians as they can get their hands on. They just have to be a little careful how they do it. And they're setting it up for mass slaughter. And very soon, you're going to see that mass slaughter. What do you think these FEMA camps are for? There's over 800 of them. Oh, that can't be true. Never happened in America. Well, it has happened. They are there. Go do your research. Don't shake your head and say, not so. Do your research. It's like COVID. It's like the jab. Do your research before you mouth off so that you know what you're talking about and you're not just mouthing propaganda from global deep state that wants everybody to have the jab because they want to kill everybody. It's simple. It's right out in the open. Anyway, what do you got, Larry, for it? We can rant all we want, I guess.
Well, what's interesting at the same time is the same people that simply don't believe there's any FEMA camps, also don't believe America will ever be invaded, and they don't even believe America will ever be attacked. I mean, that's where they are.
Yes. Yeah, and it's too bad, really, because we are going to be attacked. Bible says so. In fact, we're already being attacked by the borders, but predominantly the southern border. Jeremiah the prophet warned the American people, I will fill you with fifth column military age men. And when I give the signal, they will rise up and they will destroy you, not only from within, but you will be destroyed from without. Now, either that prophecy is true or it's just a pack of lies. It's one or the other. But if it's a pack of lies, why are we seeing all these military-age young men coming into this country? Truckload after truckload, busload after busload. They come across the border, then they're sent out to various people all over the United States. What do you think that's for? It's exactly what God said it's for. I'm going to destroy you people. People just don't believe it. It's not just America. The whole earth, humanity, has rejected Jesus Christ, and now I think it's gone way too far, and there is no repentance. I got an email from a lady who sent me some pictures of another red sky. Native American prophecy said, when you see these red skies, there is no more repentance. There is only judgment coming. We're seeing the red skies all over the earth at this point. What else? What you got, Larry, you want to bring up?
Well, I was also going to mention, when you're talking about the red skies, if I remember right, you interviewed Red Elk. And
yes.
Here I am again talking about Native American. But Red Elk, in the interview, if I remember right, he said, the sign, when you saw the red skies, it is too late and you can't change it.
That's right. We're going under judgment now. There was no repentance. Trump came in. Remember when Obama was president and now the military is being purged of all Christianity? And even the, so-called chaplains and whatnot were told, you don't use that name, Jesus Christ. Well, then Trump comes in, and he reverses all that, and it really was a wonderful thing to hear. 4 years. And what did they do to Trump? They all but crucified the poor guy. Now, I don't know if he's part of this whole thing or not. He may be that naive, but I doubt it. Doesn't really matter whether he knew or didn't know. He did give a four-year delay. Jesus Christ said in the fig tree parables there was going to be a four-year delay before judgment fell. Here we are. Judgment is going to fall. What else you got, Larry?
Well, what's interesting, too, and I don't have the article. I'm going to search it and talk about it probably Friday. But
yes.
There's some interesting information coming in. It appears to be that J.R. Nyquist had interviewed someone and said he thought we've got 5 months before World War III literally goes full bloom. Now, if that's right, I was thinking a little earlier, 5 months would put it about October, and that reminded me of my old Missiles of October vision that I had years ago. I mean, so long ago, I can still remember it, but I wouldn't expect anybody else to remember it.
Yeah. No, every October I get the, I wonder, is this the year? Because you weren't given a year, you were just shown missiles. I had a dream the other night. It was quite vivid. I'm not telling anybody it was a vision or a dream from the Lord or anything like that. But I was shown all these huge rockets, these big like Satan IIs. Of Russia. I don't know where I was, but these missiles were going off one after the other, big ones. And they were the big like Satan 1. And he just said that the Satan 2s are going to be operational here in a little bit. Russia deploys Prometheus hypersonic nuke killer system after issuing a chilling World War III warning to the West. They want their war, folks, and because the American people are so apathetic, I guess they want a nuclear war, and they want to climb out of nuclear ruins, and they want to die from radiation poisoning. Because evidently they're just not doing anything to get rid of people like Obama and Biden who are running all this. What do you think, Larry? I think Putin's going to pull the trigger one of these days.
Well, they're pushing him in that direction, and there's a new covert intel report came out. You mentioned it, I think, before the show started. It says Europe, trenches being dug at three national borders. And the details basically on that is the Belarus military out of Belarus is digging trenches near the borders with Ukraine, Poland, and Lithuania, anti-tank trenches. Now, think about that, Stuart. You've got Belarus, who is pro-Russian, that is actually digging anti-tank trenches inside Belarus facing Ukraine, Poland, and Lithuania. That tells me that's not an attack scenario. That's a defensive scenario. I think they really believe, and it's very possible, and Biden would love to do it. They would love to have a NATO attack against Russia.
Yes, they would. They want it. They're goading Russia into being forced into it. We can cover some of that on Friday. Got some headlines here. CDC says severe reactions to the COVID injections, the jab, are rare. What a bunch of liars. Why does anybody believe Fauci, Biden, any of these guys? They are such liars. And people still tune in and evidently believe it. America is now the only country in the world that authorizes COVID shots for little babies. Folks, it's already going down to 6 months. And very soon you're going to find it down to when they come out of the womb. They want to kill your kids. They want those kids either dead or slaves. Wake up. And the people in global deep state doing this, you too better wake up. Hell is forever. You don't get out of there. Once you're there, you're there. Well, believe in that. Well, you will. I can guarantee you will. Absolutely, 100% guarantee you are going to believe it. Every knee is going to bow to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you're going to get sent away. America is now the only country. Isn't that amazing? I can hardly believe it.
Well, here's another one.
Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, here's another one for people to think about. Germany and Europe is now going back and beginning to start up their old coal plants, and they've trashed this green crap. And guess what? America has to go into the green. We can't have coal.
Yeah. Well, you know, the green movement is very much like a watermelon. Green on the outside, but it's very, very communist red on the inside. We have chosen communism. We have rejected capitalism. The American people have accepted it by and large. Obviously, you have all those that know what's going on. But they're in a minority now. And we're going down, folks. That's all I can tell you. And for deep state, you don't know in the slightest at all who you're dealing with. And you're going to find out the hard way. There really was a God. Jesus Christ really was his son. And he came to redeem, and you refused it. You became evil. You worshiped Satan. So now you die, and you go into eternal ruin. Anyway, Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on Friday. We'll have a great show. So take care. And heads up, your redemption is very close at hand. Thanks a lot, everyone. Take care.